Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, December 15th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, she told you she wouldn't let go. After a smash hit 3-year run downtown, the cult musical Titanic is taking its ship of fever dreams to the main stem. The premise is simple, yet kooky crazy. What if Celine Dion was aboard the ill-fated Titanic vessel and lived to tell the tale? Dion most famously sang the iconic theme song My Heart Will Go On in James Cameron's 1997 disaster film Titanic. The show uses her song catalog as it revs up its campy absurdity throughout. Titanic, written by Marla Mindell, Constantine Rizzulli, and Ty Blue, began its fully staged New York life in 2022 at the Asylum Theater in the basement of a shuttered Gristiti supermarket. After multiple sold-out extensions and celebrity endorsements, the show transferred to the Darryl Roth Theater in Union Square, where it recently closed in June. In addition to a sit-down production in Chicago, Titanic has also braved foreign shores, having been staged in Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, and in London's West End, where it continues to play at the moment. For the Broadway engagement, it will run at the St. James Theater, which is the largest venue this show has played so far. The theater is currently hosting The Queen of Versailles, which closes this Sunday. Mindell will reprise her acclaimed off-Broadway performance as Dion. She last appeared on Broadway as Gabrielle in the 2013 production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. The rest of the cast will be announced later. Blue will stay on as director. Titanic's producing team is headed by Eva Price. Previews begin March 26th before an official opening on April 12th. The limited run will conclude on July 12th. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on January 12th, following a pre-sale launch on January 8th. For more information, visit TitanicBroadway.com. In industry news, the currently running play revival of Art has just recouped its $6.75 million investment. Lead producers Michael Schulman, ATG Productions, and Gavin Kalin Productions announced the news this morning. The show, starring Neil Patrick Harris, Bobby Cannavale, and James Corden, gets ready to end its limited run on Sunday. Any revenue the show makes for the rest of the run will serve as profit. Art marks the second production of the 2025-2026 Broadway season to announce its recoupment, a phenomenon that is becoming increasingly difficult in the current economy due to ballooning production costs. The other was Waiting for Godot, starring Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. Art runs at the Music Box Theater. And finally, today it was a weekend of milestones for three notable musicals. The Book of Mormon played its 5,462nd Broadway performance at the Eugene O'Neill Theater, surpassing the original run of Beauty and the Beast to become the 10th longest running show in Broadway history. Moulin Rouge celebrated its 2,000th Broadway performance at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. And with its 306th performance, Operation Mincemeat became the second-longest running show in the history of the John Golden Theater, only behind the 6-year run of Avenue Q. Congratulations all around to everyone involved. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.